question was asked. The widow next door calls you up and says, I need your help switching a light bulb. So now you want to go in there and help her switching the light bulb, or my heater's not working. Can you come help me turn on the heat? So how do you do it? So the answer is there are a few ways to do it. I have relatives that own an apartment around the corner from here, and that apartment is rented by a bunch of young girls who study in a girls' seminary here. And every so often, I'm in charge of that apartment for them, so every so often I get called over there. How do I do it? So there are a few options you can do. Number one, you can knock on a neighbor's door and say, hi, I'm going to be in that apartment working for the next half hour. I want you to know the front door is open, and you could walk in whenever you want. So now what I've just done, in halachic terms, it's called a shomer. In reality, what I've done is I've created the scenario that we're not alone together. Someone could walk in any minute. What I used to do, back when there was a Machon Meir Madrich who was learning in Merkaz Arav and he wasn't yet married, usually I go at night, so now I can't do it anymore. I used to call him and say, I'm going into this apartment in 10 minutes. I'm going to be there for 25 minutes. If you want to come, we could talk in Torah as I'm working there. If you don't want to come, you should just know you can walk in whenever you want. He always came. we'd talk in Torah while I was working there. And another thing that I sometimes do is I ask some of the guys here, you want to come with me? I'm going to go switch light bulbs and stuff. But I could talk as I'm there. You want to come with me? And guys, come with me. So if you're married, then your wife precludes yichud. Meaning when your wife is present, a Jewish man, the assumption is, he will listen to his wife and he won't do something in her presence. A non-Jewish man, we don't assume that will happen with him. It's interesting, already in the days of the Talmud, the rabbi said, non-Jewish men, even in the presence of their wives, would sometimes do things and they tell their wife, leave me alone now. Today, we know that's the case, unfortunately, that's something that's happened. But it's not the exception, unfortunately. It's happened. So if a person can go with his wife, fine. If a person can have people that can walk in, fine. When my wife and I were engaged, we went to check out the apartment, which we ultimately rented. And it was a top floor apartment. So I told my wife, why don't you go check it first? I'll wait outside in the hall. When you're done, I'll go check it. So my wife said, but there are things I want to see with you. It's not just, I'll see, you'll see, we'll compare notes. So we looked from the front door, and we saw you couldn't see most of the apartment from the front door. You couldn't see what was going on in the apartment. So I said, okay, just a minute. I went down, and knocked on the doors of the neighbors until I found someone. And I said, hi, we're considering, my fiancé and I are here. We're going to go check out the top floor apartment. Do you mind knowing that you can walk in whenever you want? The door's open, you can walk in whenever you want. Why isn't it enough to have the door open? Because if I'm a top floor apartment and I know no one's walking up there, no one's coming in, so what good is it that the front door's open if I'm in a back room where no one sees what goes on and no one walks in? You can't say that precludes yichud. The idea of leaving a door unlocked or leaving a door open helps when realistically someone could walk in. If I'm in a place where I have no reason to expect anyone to walk in, that's not enough. And you guys know that in almost every area of halacha, I try to be lenient with Machon Meir guys. In almost every area of halacha, I say, when you did tshuva, it's hard enough to keep kosher, eat every Orthodox hechsher. It's hard enough to keep to so many laws. You can be lenient in many areas. You can go with the more lenient opinion. This is one area in halacha you should not be lenient in. When it comes to the laws of yichud, it's a good place to be machmir. Because it ensures that we don't do things that are very, very severe. So the laws of yichud, we should not be looking for leniencies on. You need to, so you find out what's the realm of what's mutar. But in general, our approach to the laws of yichud should be machmir, not mekel. Different than almost every other area of halacha. Okay. More questions? Okay.